Hello and welcome to the three researchers, Yasmin, Clémentine and Alec. I am Anne-André. Thank you for joining me, and we are going to be talking about One Health approach. Clémentine, you are a researcher in epidemiology. Can you explain us this approach?
This One Health is an approach who links humans, animals and the environment. The elements that surround individuals interact around their health. The One Health approach is studied by different interdisciplinary scientists who work together. It's mainly vets and doctors.
Thank you. So, a question for you, Yasmin. Is there a specific case where One Health approach has been used?
Yes, we have. For example, we can talk about the case of Ebola. So for people who doesn't know, Ebola is a West African epidemic which started in southeastern Guinea in 2013. The Ebola virus disease is an infection by bats, and it's caused by a virus called Zaire Ebola virus. So in response of that, they put in place surveillance of wildlife population and education of hunters about the risk in bat hunt.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Yasmin, our demographic researcher. My next question is, what are the main infectious hazards today, Clémentine?
I would say there are two main threats. First, we have the emergence of new strains like Ebola virus, influenza A, and the human immunodeficiency virus. On the other hand, old infectious hazards remain, such as the plague or rabies.
Okay, and where do they come from?
They come from all over the planet, but especially in places where there is increased contact between people and animal. The challenge is any one public health crisis has the potential to quickly travel across the globe.
Okay, thanks. So now let's look at why demographic matter in the One Health approach. Yasmin.
So thank you, Anne-André, for your question. As we all know, the world's population is growing and it will continue to grow at least until 2050. We are expecting 83 million people being added each year. So this growth implies a rise of the food demand, and with that, the rise of some threats, like increasing the risk of transnational animal and plant diseases spread to human. So about that, if we talk about the One Health approach, the world's population's growth has an impact on human health by the rise of animal disease spread through the increase of food demand.
Okay, thank you. My next question is for Alec, an urban researcher. What are challenges to the concept of One Health you see yourself facing at the present in an urban planner?
The world population is expanding quicker than our urban infrastructure. China, India, Nigeria will be responsible of 37% of the world growth, while already 10% of the global population lives in a city of over 10 million inhabitants. This fast growth in urban places will directly translate itself to increased contact between individuals and between people and animals. Countries with strong growth will not be the only ones that are shackled with these challenges. The massive immigration is one of the largest humanitarian events of our era, with 65 million people displaced from their homes, as much as the population of France. These people have to gather in camps where water, food, pests and sanitarian present risks to the public health and to global health throughout the planet.
Okay, thank you Alec, and thank you for your time. If you'd like to know more, you will find information on our website. Good evening.